From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry appealed Sunday to both sides to continue Syrian peace talks in Geneva, despite an attack by Islamic State bombers that killed more than 60 people near the country's holiest shrine.
The world is hoping that both sides will move quickly to meet the needs of millions of desperate Syrians, to reduce the pressure on neighboring countries, to reduce the levels of migration, and to help restore peace and stability. The main topics on the agenda for these negotiations include arrangements for a nationwide ceasefire and establishing a path to a political transition that will bring this conflict to an end.
Kerry added that immediate steps are needed to increase food aid and other humanitarian assistance to Syrians. He says, in the end, there's no military solution to the conflict, in a televised statement. His comments, as we mentioned earlier, come as the Islamic State claimed a triple bombing in the southern Damascus suburb Sunday. Two suicide bombers detonated explosives as rescue efforts were underway after a car bombing in the Saida Zainab district of Damascus near a revered shrine. The area has been under attack before with several bombings near the shrine in recent years. The United States aid agency has announced $97 million in emergency assistance for Ethiopia. It's to help address the ongoing humanitarian crisis resulting from the impacts of the El Nino phenomenon. The United States government is helping Ethiopians cope with the impacts of El Nino, and our additional assistance will build on ongoing response efforts, according to a USAID administrator in a statement Sunday. VOA News. Over 10,000 unaccompanied migrant children have disappeared in Europe, according to the EU police agency Europol Sunday, fearing many may have been whisked into sex trafficking rings or the slave trade. Europol's press office confirmed to the AFP the figures published in British newspaper The Observer added that they covered the last 18 to 24 months. The agency's chief of staff, Brian Donald, said the vulnerable children had disappeared from the system after registering with state authorities after their arrival in Europe. This comes as at least 37 migrants, including several children, died Saturday when the boat meant to take them to the Greek island of Lesbos sank off Turkey's western coast. The death toll rose late Saturday after search crews found more bodies trapped in the 17-meter craft. Rescuers were able to pick up 75 survivors. The Turkish news agency Dogan said the migrants included people from Syria, Afghanistan, and Myanmar. The African Union wrapped up its Heads of State Summit Sunday without a decisive action on Burundi. Martha Vanderwolf reports for VOA from the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa.
The African Union did not gather enough support during its summit to deploy troops to Burundi without the country's consent. Despite the decision from the AU Peace and Security Council in December to send in troops to halt violence. Peace and Security Commissioner for the African Union, Ismail Shergi, said the continental body will send a high-level delegation to Burundi to continue consultations and the possible deployment.
Pour justement avoir ce dialogue avec le gouvernement sur ces deux points. Le dialogue inclusif,
he says that if Burundi would accept deployment, the force would focus on disarming militia, protecting civilians, facilitate the work of human rights observers, and collect illegally circulating weapons. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
A military general who opposes Uganda's longtime president has been arrested, according to his lawyer. He says General David Sijjuza, who has called President Yoweri Museveni a dictator, is being detained at a military barracks in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Sijjuza's arrest is likely to raise tensions before presidential elections February 18th. Neither the government or military has commented on why Sijjuza was detained. Kung Fu Panda 3 showed plenty of power at the U.S. box office with a solid opening weekend of $41 million at 3,955 theaters. Disney's launch of Coast Guard Rescue Adventure, The Finest Hour, saw only modest returns with $10.3 million. And The Revenant and the seventh weekend of Star Wars Awakens. More details at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.